Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB. Excited you're with me today. It is the 16th of January. Kind of hard to believe, right? We're already in the middle of the month. Episode number 4482. It is a Sunday. And just want to talk a little bit today about meditation. One of my big focuses this year is slowing down. It's really hard for me. In fact, when I have stress or anxiety, I tend to speed up. I go faster and faster and faster. And really what I got to do is I need to start slowing down. And one of the ways that we can slow down is to use meditation. So I just want to talk about meditation, and maybe you don't need to slow down. Maybe you just need to get rid of stress. Remember, one of the things that I want to do this year and help you do is to eliminate stress. Stress is a killer. It's just not good. It doesn't do anything for us. I mean, in certain situations, let me just preface it. It is good when you like stress muscle, right? And you're working out a little bit. That's what you're doing. You're stressing it. So it's actually protective injury when you're lifting weights. So there is some good stress. And there is some times when stress, it makes you stronger, makes you better. But right now, what we're talking about is relieving it. I think we have too much, right? I think we all have too much stress, and we want to relieve some of that. So one of the ways you can do that is through meditation. So I'm trying to get into this habit of meditating on a daily basis. Now, again, for me, I'm a nerd. I like data. I like tracking. So I am using the Muse headband. It's okay. It's not like I could refer somebody to use it. I haven't even done a YouTube video on it yet, but I would not recommend it because it's one of those things where you got to really see if it works for you. And there's a school of thought that says, hey, you don't need any technology to meditate. But for me, it's about the reminders, right? I put the Muse on and it reminds me and it keeps track and it goes into my Apple system that I meditated today. So it's just nerdy. It's just nerdy more than anything else. And I guess there is some ideas to it that it's reading your brain waves and it's creating the music and the modality to kind of keep you going. So it's cool. But I haven't used enough to say, oh my gosh, you should run out and get a Muse. It's going to change your life. And I want to preface that because a lot of times when I do stuff, you know, we have a lot of people that run out and buy things, and that's cool. This is one that I'm not 100% on, right? I'm not 100% on. You know, people have meditated for years and years and years and never had to, use devices for it. But it is something cool. It's fun, and I'm using the Muse. And it's really the metric that I'm looking at, or the KPI then, is how many days in a row can I do meditation? How many days in a row can I do daily meditation? And that's what we're looking at here, working on meditation today, and can you get more meditation in your life? So I want to give you a couple ideas of that you can do. One of these is the quiet the mind meditation. I haven't talked about this in a long time, but many of you already know about it. And that is to find a place that you would go as a child. So for me, I have this big old tree, and they developed this whole area, by the way, and I haven't been able to find it anymore. It may be there, but I don't want to tramp in somebody's backyard. I'll probably have to go knock on the door one day and say, hey, I used to meditate back here, and there's a tree that I used to go by. But I had this huge, huge tree that I would go sit by. And I would, you know, I love that tree. It's where I would always go and hang out, and it was just really cool. And that tree is where I would see, you know, this pond. And this pond was just gorgeous, like this big, big pond. And the pond was really placid. It was in the middle of the forest, right? So, you know, you didn't have a lot of ripples on it. It wasn't like there was waves like here in South Florida. Well, we don't get big waves. You can't really go surf here unless it's a hurricane. But, you know, it's still not calm water. And the water there was just calm, like just, you know, if you can think of just sitting at a calm pond. And I used to just sit there and I used to just look out. And it's hard for me to sit anywhere. I don't think I've ever sat still. I mean, I'm trying to think when I've really sat still, and that's part of my problem, right? But I would sit there and I would look at that pond. So why am I telling you this? Because the quiet in the mind meditation came from that. And it came from this idea in two areas. One was from being able to get yourself in a peaceful state. And two, from some Eckhart Tolle teaching. Eckhart's Power of the Now, I love the idea of this, okay? He said, one of the ways that you can help your mind is to think about a cat waiting for a mouse to come out of a mouse hole. So if you think of like Tom and Jerry, remember Tom and Jerry? I don't remember if Tom was a cat or Jerry. I think Jerry was a mouse and Tom was a cat. God, it's been years. But he would look, Tom or Jerry, I think it was Tom was a cat, would look at the tomcat, would make sense. He's looking at the hole, waiting for Jerry to come out. And kind of what Eckhart was teaching us was that you mentally think about your thoughts in the same way. And so when I read that, I thought back to the pond that I used to sit by the tree. And I'd say, wow, that's pretty interesting, because the thoughts, just as Tom is waiting for Jerry to come out of the hole, is the same as a rock being thrown into a placid pond of water. If you think about that, the rock goes in, and what it does is it disturbs the peace. And so one of the things that I built was this quieting the mind meditation, where you would sit down, you would throw the rock, right, into the water, and it creates these ripples. But the rock is basically your thoughts. So what you do is you just quiet your mind, sit in a still place. You think about some placid piece of water, just that, like, you can even look at yourself and you can see, it'll reflect your mirror back into your face. And you take those stones and you throw them into water. And that is just your thoughts. So all you do is you just think and allow it to go. And you can say word or thought. You know, I used to call it a word meditation. And I'd say word or thought. And that thought, you just concentrate on seeing the rock go, and there goes another one. And you'll find some peace in that moment is where you're really meditating. And you're going to find that peace where it just becomes still. And then a thought will come. You need to throw that rock in there. And the idea is to slow the thoughts down, to find that peace, okay? And that's the quieting of mind meditation. It's very similar to a bell meditation that the Tibetans do. So if you've ever been to a Tibetan monastery or a Buddhist monastery where they ring the bell, bing, and the bell's resonance holds you. And what you're doing is you're trying to listen to that bell to the very last minute to focus your attention on it. And again, what you're doing is you're focusing kind of on the thought of the bell, and that quiets the mind from anything else. So have you ever seen like two bells ring together, listening to that bell over time, that resonance is taking you out of mind. And that's what meditation is. And then the muse, okay, the muse that I'm talking about, basically what it does is has different musics and different type of things that you can listen to. And it has birds that chirp. And if the birds start chirping a lot, it means you're thinking. And then if you don't hear the birds, that you're slowing your thought down. And it really analyzes all the thought processes that are going in your mind, which I like. I just haven't had time to really dig into it and go, wow, this is what I'm all about, right? And that's why I can't recommend it right now. I can't say, hey, run out and get the Muse device, because I haven't really felt that it's what I really, 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 really love, right? It works, but it hasn't got me into the habit yet. And again, it's one of those things that I bought like, oh, okay, this is going to make all the difference in the world, but it really hasn't. And I'm trying. It just gets my hair in the back sometimes. I can't imagine somebody with really long hair how it'd work. But it's kind of a cool device. But what I want you to think about this Sunday then is spending a little bit of time in quietness, a little time in meditation, and a little time in thought. And seeing your thoughts, and open yourself up to meditation. Spend a little time meditating a little bit to really find that energy that you can find in silence, right? We did a great book a couple of years ago called The Mind Illuminated. I love that book. I need to revisit that. And it really talked about this idea of meditation at a very, very deep level. And we'll probably come back to that. But I want you to focus on some meditation today, right? Just spend 5 minutes. I think part of the problem we have with meditation, as soon as you hear that word, you think you got to get into a posture and you got to hold your back up and you got to, you know, sit in that posture for hours and hours. And the truth is just 5 minutes can really help you with your mental health. And I think that's critical. Okay, so a little meditation day, 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for, all right, of meditation today. Find that and quiet the mind a little bit, and you'll find that you can handle that stress a little bit better that we're talking so much about. All right, I love you late. Hey, let's get out there, have a great Sunday, and I'll be back with more tomorrow right here on morningcoach.com.